Welcome to the Online Kenyan Daily News Brief. President Ruto is in Washington for DRC-Rwanda peace talks and Kenya-US trade discussions, while domestically ordering a major overhaul of the anti-narcotics unit and warning of strained power supply from big tech deals. The Senate is set to hear Nyamira Governor Nyaribo's impeachment case. Separately, Senator Bonnie Khalwale was replaced as Senate Majority Whip, even as the High Court reinstated his and Governor Natembeya's security details. For the festive season, Kenya Railways is adding an SGR train, and the government plans to gazette Galana Kulalu as a special economic zone. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are vying in the ongoing by-elections, sparking calls for urgent electoral reforms to ensure fair gender participation. Meanwhile, voting in constituencies like Mbeere North saw chaos and accusations of voter bribery. The IEBC is confirming winners across the contested areas.
In business, KenGen will operate Kenya's first nuclear power plant to boost electricity capacity. SBM Bank and MasterCard partner to accelerate cashless transactions. Kenya diversifies revenue, targeting the trillion shilling culinary tourism market. That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.